I'm Lacey. Life is too fun to be held down by kids.
Hi, I'm Amy. Being a mom is the most rewarding job ever.
Loose lips and childbearing hips.
God, I want to kiss you on the mouth to stop you from saying such ridiculous things.
I wanted you to marry me so my baby would have a dad.
I love you, but you're fat.
All right, let's check schedules. Let's check those schedules. Oh, you're not on.
I'm on.
Schedules. Scheduling the mic.
I'm so proud of you. Once upon a time, you would have never been on a mic. Now you're on a mic and you're like, excuse me, this mic is not on.
I can't hear myself. Hello.
Will somebody please turn this microphone on? I got some talking to do.
Never thunk it.
This is Loose Lips.
That sounded gross. That was like half a spit coming out. I don't know if that was like a throat bubble. Well, did you hear it?
No, I didn't even notice.
Oh, I felt it. I heard it because this is turned up loud right now.
You have all the senses working for you.
Yeah. Still no flu. I'm flu free. That's why I'm freaking healthy.
This is Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips, and I am Lacey G.
She's my office love, and I don't care who knows it. It comes with hugs, food, bites, and so much more.
It's like we are really a married couple.
Yes.
And you know my co-host, some might say that she is a quitter, but I know that she is a go-getter. And most importantly, she is a great love of my life, and we should celebrate her more and only shame her some. Her name is...
Amy Nichols.
Yeah. All right, Amy.
Okay.
Got some splaining to do.
I know. So, I'm still not ready. I know. I have to address the comedy, whatever it was considered, because I still am kind of unaware of what that was. But not to get into any of the details, but I've had a lot on my plate, and I know it sounds like an excuse, but a lot of family stuff has been taking my attention lately, and I haven't gotten to my finished product, but it is a work in progress.
And Amy is not lying. I mean, she was at a work sem this week, and I know that things have been busy. That's why.
Yeah.
You get a pass. That's fine. I do have to let you know, though, the masses have turned against you.
Oh, I know.
I am now the most popular one.
Wait, what? Where's the information coming from?
Just wait.
Okay.
I'm the most popular one on Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips. Hold on, I had a point and I forgot. Oh, by default. That was my point. Yeah. Once were the favorite.
Wait. So you're a winner with the asterisks.
I don't care. I'll take it.
That's okay.
From all the complaints and the comments that we got, which really weren't that many. Don't tell Amy.
I hate myself right now.
Oh, don't.
Please feel sorry for me.
No. You have legit been busy.
I have.
You're not just giving up.
No,
you're still gonna come
this.
Through.
Yes.
You're still gonna come through.
Yes.
And I do have to apologize.
No.
You don't want me to apologize?
No.
You don't want me to talk about how irrational I was being the other day?
It was like I think I asked for it.
No, and what had happened, I was just yelling about how I wouldn't want people to, because on the Kidcratic Morning Show, they had just did like, what is it called? Roast. They had just done the roast.
Yes.
And somebody wouldn't do it because it was like, no, you made me mad. I'm not going to do it. And I was like, I couldn't do it either. Like I considered, did me and you want to roast each other? And it took me like half a second to realize I can't even get through a first round of butt hurt without getting butt hurt.
Well, you think you're the only sensitive person. I'm way sensitive. So it's just a bad idea. Take it off the table. The roasting's not a good idea.
Oh, no, it's not going to happen. I mean, I had half a thought before I realized like, no, we will quit and never talk to each other again. Not even just quit the podcast, just quit the job. So I can't even face you anymore.
Never coming in again.
Yeah. But while we were talking about this and I was having somebody else's back, I wasn't even listening. And I think that's what my problem was, because I always have my headphones on and I only have one ear. And so half the time, like I'll try to join in on a conversation and people are like, what are you talking about? Because I'm only half listening. So I don't even know. So I heard you and Justin talk. And I guess you said like, well, Lacey didn't even do it right because she did a song, which I agree with because I said that last week. But I started arguing with you. And then I started yelling at you. And then I realized that I'm yelling at you agreeing with you, but I was yelling at you. And while I'm doing this, I'm like, why am I doing, like, I wasn't mad at the time. I wasn't mad then. Like, I didn't sit on it. And the more I sat on it, like, it wasn't like that. I seriously, the only thing I can think of, roid rage. I've got steroids in my system somehow.
I'm sorry, because I think I didn't understand what the assignment was. And so, yeah, I totally called you out in private, which I'm not even bold enough to say something on the podcast. I don't know, whatever. I shouldn't even said anything. So I'm sorry, you're sorry, we're both sorry.
Well, I just felt bad because while I was yelling, I'm like, what am I doing in the middle? I'm like, I'm agreeing with you. No, I didn't do, because I never took it as a comedy routine. And so that's why I was saying, like, these are our own. I was just going to do like a ranty PSA that may or may not be funny, but I don't want to do a stand-up routine because I don't know how to do that.
I don't know if I want to either anymore. I'll work on it. It's a work in progress.
Whatever, but you will be doing something comedic. Yes. It doesn't have to be a comedy routine, mm-hmm. because we just had two different interpretations of what to do. Initially we had discussed, like, just a PSA. Just if you're going to rant on something, you want to make it funny. And then we decided to do this comedy thing, but I didn't know it was a comedy routine. I thought it was just, you know, comedic, like what that guy was doing, like we were playing last week. But then I'm like, oh God, well, that has to be funny. Well, then I'm just going to do a complete give up and I'm going to do a song, because a parody song is just easy. And so it wasn't great. It wasn't.
So we were having this disagreement off the mics, and poor Anna's in that room with us, and she just stands up because she hates conflict. She just stands up and just walks out because we're just back and forth. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for her right now.
And then you tried shutting me down, but I was already started. And in my head, I'm like, shut up. But I'm already started. And now I'm fired up, but I don't even know why. Literally, I don't even know why. And you were like, Lacey, we're not talking about this anymore. You're making people in the room uncomfortable. I said, well, they can just effing leave. This is my room. I'm sorry. And it was Don, the engineer. And I'm like, Don, are you uncomfortable? Bye. You can just leave. So then I'm just turning my anger on everybody. And then I'm just, the whole time I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing? And I'm thinking, I'm like, oh, Amy's got all this stuff going on. And she's not going to be here on Monday. And she's going to hate me all weekend. And like,
no.
If there is ever a time to be a bitch, that was not the time.
No.
Like, Way to just crap on everything that's already happening.
It wasn't all on you.
Thank you for not being mad at me though, because I had to do the whole walk of shame over to your desk, and I was trying to be sincere, because I obviously wasn't going to talk about other stuff. I was talking to you about other stuff, and I wasn't going to say that out loud.
Yeah.
So yeah, I did walk over to your desk to say that, and then I can't hold it. So I'm just like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said anything. And you're like, I'm not mad. Okay. If you're not mad, then I'm cool.
I wasn't mad, but I knew you were worked up, so I was just giving you space.
But I don't know why. I really think I was passionate about what I was taking up for initially, mm-hmm. and then I think that carried on to, or I don't know, because I don't have like misplaced anger. I wasn't angry at you at the time. That's just what I don't understand. I don't have built up hate for you, Amy.
Oh, well,
I love you.
Thank you. I love you too. And I act like a maniac a lot of the time. So I mostly am young boys in the drive-thru.
But you normally don't yell at
it's
me.
It's just an irrational yelling. It happens to us whenever we, you know, least expect it.
Yeah. Maybe I should get back into boxing. So besides all that personal stuff that's going on, and me verbally attacking you and being a complete B before you left work on Friday, how was the rest of your weekend?
It was really wonderful. It was my son Maddox's 12th birthday, and I love him so much. He's such a sweet, kind soul.
He's smart.
And he's really, really smart.
Yeah.
He shames me a lot, but he wanted to go to the Perot Museum, which is a nature science museum in our area. And we've gone a couple times, maybe even a few. And he wanted to take his meemaw, my mom, because she'd never been. And that's what he wanted to do for his birthday, is just take meemaw to the museum, because he was thinking of someone else on his birthday.
That is so sweet.
I know. I love him. And we did dinner. His second favorite restaurant, because his first is a 4-hour drive away, and we're just not doing that. And
which I am really impressed with that, by the way.
What? The Gristmill?
Yes. Well, I'm impressed that that's his favorite restaurant, that he has that much forethought to think, hey, why am I limiting myself to DFW? My favorite restaurant isn't here.
I mean, his favorite is Italian, and we went to Olive Garden. So if he wants to think big, he's like, take me to Italy, where the Italian food started, which we are planning. We have planned out our vacations for so long, but our next immediate family vacation is hopefully New Zealand, if it all works out. And then in a couple more years, before they both graduate high school, we want to take them to Italy.
Oh, so, that's so great.
Yeah. So the museum was great. Dinner was great. And the weekend was pretty good. My daughter had a pretty rough start this week. And I picked her up from school after an hour practice on top of the 8-hour school day. And she was just bummed out. And so I was like, hey, you know what? I got something to cheer you up. And she read my mind. It was crazy. Okay, if I said that to you, what would you say? What would it be?
If you had something to cheer your daughter up, she would say, oh, you're going to take me out for dessert and actually pay for it yourself?
Aw. No.
Oh. I have something that's going to cheer you up. Oh, we're going to go on a hike and you're going to let me play my band instrument the whole time while we walk.
It's a pretty good guess. No, this is so random. It was a puppy. A picture of a puppy. No, we didn't get a new dog. I'm subscribed to BuzzFeed Animals and every day they send me an email of the dog of the day. Anyway, so it was a puppy and she guessed puppy. I mean, that was weird, right?
Yeah.
She can read my mind. I love her. She is so fun to hang out with and... it's like we're, I don't know, our minds are crossing or something.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool.
It's supernatural.
That's
our
really
relationship.
Cool.
That's unbelievable.
That's pretty
mind.
Cool. That's pretty cool. I had a pretty exciting weekend too. It was very exciting, Amy.
Really?
I had so much stuff going on.
I'm sensing some sarcasm.
Well, I had plans with a girlfriend Friday night and she ended up bailing and it was fine. Well, we had discussed like, what night are you coming over? Are you coming over this night or this night? And
your schedule is wide open.
Well, she had taken it as and come over either night, which I mean, sure. But I was already thinking, you know, like probably not. If I spend one night with you, I'm not going to spend both nights. You know,
no.
I'm a busy woman. I got a lot of stuff going on. So she bailed on me. I hung out at the house. Jeremy was playing video games. I'm watching TV. That's it. Nothing. Saturday, I spent all day at my house. I took a bath, watched some Netflix while I was in there, put on my robe, forgot she was coming over. Well, then she calls me and I didn't answer because like, now I don't want you. I'm in straight up lazy mode. I don't want anybody at my house. Jeremy's at work. I have nothing going on and I'm cool with that. I mean, I watch so much Friends. It's ridiculous. Just keep on going. Netflix asked me multiple times that day. Yeah. Are you still there? And I'm like, yes, just keep going. Just keep on Netflix.
But you're not even mentioning the creative part of your weekend. I'm so
envious. I'm getting there.
Okay.
I'm getting there. So my friend called me. I ignored her. And then she texted me and she's like, hey, I'm getting ready to get off work. I'm just going to go ahead and come over. So I texted her back and I was like, hey, I'm really sorry. I got a migraine. Just... Let's not, because I'm too much of a wussy to just be like, I don't want to hang out. And I've known this chick for forever. So it's nothing against her. It's just that I got a case of the lazies. I don't want to put on clothes for you. And oh my God, I'm not going to be walking around my robe with you. That's just weird.
Not that
we're
going
to pillow fight. Yeah. Like, it's not like that at all. Well then she didn't get my text in enough time and she called me. And so I had to like lower my voice and I'm like, hey, I just sent you a text. I'm so sorry. I have a migraine. Can we just reschedule? So I lied via text. I lied on the phone.
Shame.
Hung up with her, then turned back on Friends. And by the way, she listens to this podcast. So whenever you hear this message, I'm sorry. And please send me a text so I'll know that you're finally caught up. But then Saturday, Jeremy was off doing stuff. And I was sitting at home and I finally got sick of Friends. I got sick of TV. I didn't want to leave my house, though, like actually go out and do something. So I went to Michael's and I bought some more paint. And
that is so fun.
Yeah, I sat at home and painted some.
I kind of wish I were invited to the Lacey party.
To the paint party?
Yeah, I have a robe. and I like to paint and I like friends. And I'm really quiet. I wouldn't like irritate your migraine.
So yeah, that was my exciting weekend. Like sometimes I think I could retire and be fine with life and find so much stuff to do. But then this weekend, like I had so little going on that I'm like, what's the point of not drinking right now? So I would just like start drinking at 3 or something. Yeah. And I mean, I wasn't like drinking a lot because I drank for a long time that day and still never got, just, I mean, it wasn't like that, but it's like, oh, it's, you know, time for a Bloody Mary, I guess. And I'd have a couple of those. Then a little bit later, I might grab a beer. But I'm just like, oh,
that's nice.
So my body's feeling it. Not hungover, just gross. Because wow. I've been eating and drinking.
Shout
and
out.
Ugh.
We were discussing the waistband on our pants earlier.
Yeah, no, it's bad. But Jenna just launched her Fittish 30.
Yes.
And we're going to be starting that.
Soon.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was emailing with Nicole in the office today and I was telling her, I'm going to start Fittish 30, but in typical woman fashion, not today. I'll be doing that later. Like
beginning of next week.
Yeah. After your birthday is what I figured.
Oh.
Because your birthday is Tuesday or Wednesday?
I think it's Thursday, maybe. I don't know. I think it's Thursday.
Whatever. We'll figure it out. We are on our way to getting Fittish. But I'm excited to start that program. Okay, we want to do some Valentine's Day talk.
Okay.
Well, really just love talk.
I can talk love.
But I want to tell you about this news story. I don't know if you heard about this, but I just think it's so funny. Have you ever considered just selling all your stuff and going out and living on the sea? Just getting rid of everything and I'm going to go travel the world sailing now.
Well, I could understand traveling the world, but boats are bad for me. Planes are bad for me. So I don't know how I'll be doing all this traveling. I have motion sickness and I have a hard time enjoying the actual travel part. But being there, sure. Love it.
Like I have some friends or a friend in Chicago. He drives the fireboat on the lake. And then he also has a yacht that he like takes people on charters and stuff like that. And we call him Skipper. And him and his wife stay out on the boat all summer. They have a pig. They grab their pig, Gilligan, and they go and they stay out on the boat all summer long. So like, I would love to do that.
And I could get rid of pretty much all of my belongings and be okay with it. I'm not super attached to anything. I mean, pictures, sure. And mementos, but
like what's the one thing you couldn't get rid of besides kids, dog, pictures?
I mean, I have a giant box full of things that the kids wore when they were babies, and
so you'd grab your memory
their favorite
box.
Things, yeah.
Okay, because I'd grab Yogi Bear.
Yeah,
that'd be mine. But then I also remembered I do have a album of my granny. But I said no pictures because I would already want my pictures. Obviously, I'd take the pictures and stuff like that first. But if I have all my important stuff taken care of, I'd go grab my bear. Anyway, here's this couple. 24-year-old woman named Nikki Walsh and her 26-year-old boyfriend, Tanner Broadwell, decided they're sick of their corporate lifestyles and they wanted to travel the world. So they sold all of their stuff, moved from Colorado to Florida, and bought a 28-foot sailboat. But they didn't even have any sailing experience. Well, anyway, the boat was ready last week, and they set off for sail. It took one day, and that boat sank.
That's
so they
sad.
Hit something underwater, cabin flooded, had to abandon ship. They were rescued, but the boat is a total loss.
What a disaster.
And they're only dating. Like, I'd give up my life with my husband, but not with somebody that I'm not sure with.
That's a good point.
Yeah. But anyway, well, of course, now they have nothing. So they're like, oh, what are we going to do? I guess I'm going to go bum off family and friends. But their story did go viral. So now somebody set up a GoFundMe page and they've already raised more than what they spent on their boat.
Really?
Yeah. So haven't done anything with it yet because they have to figure out how to get the boat out of the water.
Who has the balls to just get on a boat and fake it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like my dad used to have a boat whenever I was in high school and it was terrifying. He knew what he was doing and he'd like, I don't know, tell me to go to the starboard side and, you know, wrap up this rope or whatever. And I really, I mean, I did it every weekend whenever the weather was nice, of course. And I still would, there's no way in hell that I would get on a boat and pretend like I know what I'm doing to this day. No.
You know what? That's a really good point. Did you ever see, gosh, now I can't think of the movie. Never mind. But what if this was a setup for murder?
Are you talking about The Truman Show?
No, I'm thinking of the one with Denise Richards whenever she makes out with Neve Campbell.
Wild Things?
Yes. Okay. And Wild Things. And at the very end, whenever Neve Campbell like resurfaces and ends up, she knows how to sell. And then she kills that dude and throws him off the sailboat. He doesn't know how to sell. I think. Actually, I think that's wrong. I think he taught selling lessons. So never mind. Whatever.
I just remember, I don't know if I actually even saw the movie, but I knew what you're talking about because that scene was so highlighted when it first came out.
But yeah, maybe they did set them up for murder. Maybe that was the plan. Not to, because now I don't need anything because I'm about to cash in on some insurance policy.
Maybe. But I mean, they're just dating. I don't know if they'd be on each other's insurance.
I don't trust them. It was murder. You were right. End of story. That one's done. All right. So we're going to talk about some love stuff. But before we do, I have to tell you something, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm breaking up with you.
Why?
It's not you. It's me.
No, not that.
I can't run with you anymore.
What happened to your foot?
I mean, it's fine, but I think I'm not a good runner.
Don't listen to all the negativity. Your husband, Jeremy, is beating you down.
Well, my mom too. My mom told me that too. And it made me realize, like, I don't think I can run anymore because I injured myself running last week and last year. And something is not right. And I think it's my form. I think it's how I run. Running so hard on your body anyway.
It is. You're right.
So I'm not saying I'm not going to work out. I just can't run.
Let's try the elliptical.
I want to try stair because stair is supposed to be hard.
But there's only one.
We're going to have that Fit 30 program to be using too. So, I mean, that'll be... I don't mind. We can do elliptical. We can do bike. We can do aerobics. I mean, I don't care. I want to still work out. I don't think that I need to run.
I think it's really unfair that you threw this on me. I had no preparation. I have no argument. I mean, no, you're right. You shouldn't run if it hurts you. That's a good point. But I feel like, I don't know, I should have had some time to work through this. You're just kind of springing it on me. It's okay. I like running. I mean, I hate it. I really do hate it. But the feeling after, I love.
Well, I mean,
guess I'll
if
just
you
have to do it on my own time.
If you wanted to run and then I do something else, that's fine. I don't care if you run. I just can't do it.
I need you to push me, and you're not going to push me if you're not running.
If I'm on the Stairmaster right next to you?
It's not the same.
Obviously, I'm not doing it right, and...
I'll just treat you like you have a disability.
Give me a wheelchair to put on the...
No. It's like, I'll accept you for who you are, and that's fine.
Okay. So many things I'm not saying right now. So many, bad comments that I would have to edit out later, so I'm not.
Is it bad that what I said?
No, it would be jokes directed towards myself. Inappropriate humor, going too far. That's what that is. Okay. We were discussing back in the man room. Someone asked, would you be mad if you got proposed to on a holiday? Like Valentine's Day. Is it bad to propose to somebody on Valentine's Day? What are your thoughts?
I don't think so. I think it's just fine. I don't know why these girls have to be all demanding and have so many rules. There's already rules mm-hmm. that we have to follow. I don't know. We have to throw a bunch of other unneeded rules in there. Just if they love you, be blessed and be thankful that someone loves you, you know, and wants to spend the rest of their life with you. But I don't know. Some men are willing to put up with women like that. So God bless them.
Some men are willing to put up with a lot. So thank you, Jeremy. I know you're pregnant with your second, but how did Josh propose to you? Was it a proposal or was it just, we're going to get married?
When I told him I thought I was pregnant, for the second time, his comment was, well, I guess we should get married, which doesn't sound very romantic. And he's not a romantic man, but I'm okay with that. I know what I'm getting with Josh, and I'm getting a lot. I'm not trying to downplay the kind of man that he is. Yeah, so we picked out a ring and we informed our families, and he presented me the ring in a romantic way, but I knew it was coming. So we went to our park.
That you have picnics at still?
Yeah.
Aw.
Anyways, and yeah, and it was, you know, late at night and the moon was shining on the water. And I mean, it was memorable. So it was nice.
Well, I also don't have a problem with people proposing on holidays. I don't know why that has such a bad stigma to it. Like, why does it matter? Why does it matter when they do it? And for me personally, like, my husband and I were together for 5 years. I don't care what freaking day you pop the question, but you need to pop the question. Like, it was getting to the point that it was just, it was a little ridiculous just because we had just bought a house together, and after we bought the house, and we had had the talk many times, but they were fewer and far between. So we had just bought a house, and after we bought the house, I'm like, so when are we going to get married? And he snapped at me and was like, I just spent all this money on a house, and now you're wanting blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, dude, we've been together for 5 years, and we can't talk about being married? Like, this is not acceptable.
I don't know if this is y'all. I spend a lot of time with you and a few times with Jeremy, but I have a best friend who her husband thrives on irritating her. So even if he was maybe already thinking about proposing to you, he wanted to get, he loves the reaction from you. Maybe this is, I'm talking about my friend.
Mm-hmm.
And like, he once took her ring to get it cleaned and it, in quotations, went missing. And he just let her just freak out just to get, you know, and get mad and all this stuff. Is just like, some people just thrive on the drama of the relationship. So I don't know, maybe I'm making excuses for him, basically.
Yeah, that's not us at all. Jeremy would be quite content if I didn't speak and freak out and all that different kind of stuff. But he was already thinking and working towards us getting engaged, but I knew from the moment that I met him that he was the one. And so if I didn't marry him, I would have been heartbroken. You know, I knew it. And then the joke is, it took me a really long time to convince him to finally marry me. But his point about being mad was, we just spent a lot of money on this house. I say we, it was him. I didn't have anything to contribute. So he just bought this house and it was just like bad time. I mean, it was probably our first day in the house. He's freaking out like, how am I going to afford this and everything else? And then I'm like, when are we going to get married? But it had been 5 years.
Y'all were on different pages, because you are viewing this, buying a house together, as we're spending the rest of our lives together. And you wanted concrete evidence of that, not just a house, but like, legally.
This house is pretty, but when are we going to get married?
Yeah.
Whenever he did finally pop the question, though, we were on a trip in Colorado, stayed at the Stanley Hotel, and he just handed me my ring. We got there and it was beautiful. And he just handed my ring and was like, maybe you want to wear this. And I knew what it was. Yeah. It's in a freaking ring box.
So did you have a feeling before you saw the box?
I was hopeful, because, I mean, we were having a really good time on vacation. So I was hopeful. But no, I didn't know for sure. As far as I knew, he was never going to marry me.
Were you hopeful every time y'all went on vacation together?
Girl, I was hopeful every day. Every single day. We don't need a reason. Let me come home from work and you just give me a ring. I don't care. Let's just get married already.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But, I mean, the vacation was a nice time to do it. So I was hopeful. I wasn't suspicious, though. But, yeah, he just handed me the ring and was like, why don't you wear this? And I said, no. Is there something you want to ask me? And he was like, are you really going to make me ask you? I said, yeah. So I made him get down and ask me.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And then we're on vacation, so I didn't want to tell people. I mean, I told close friends. I did call my parents and told them. His parents were on vacation, so we didn't get to talk to them. But I called my parents and told them, and told my mom, like, don't say anything. I don't want to talk to people right now, you know? My mom goes on Facebook and says, I have some really big news. I can't share it right now, but I'll tell you soon. Yeah. I had all my friends who were friends with her were texting me, are you engaged or pregnant? And I'm just like, are you kidding me, Mom?
There's only two options.
Are you kidding me? You're going to go off and post that?
She was so excited.
I'm glad you're excited.
Her dreams.
But calm the F down.
Her dreams
finally came true.
Yes.
And then I ruined the rest. But I didn't want to, because I mean, a lot of people get engaged and they take a picture of their hand and, oh, I said yes, which no offense, because probably most of y'all have done that before. But I think that is like the cheesiest thing ever. I mean, do something pretty, you know?
You got engagement pictures, didn't you?
We did get engagement
pictures. And they were so cute.
We did get, but I didn't do the official announcement on our way home from our trip, because we drove to Colorado. So on our way home, I made the phone calls to people that we needed to call, and then I posted about it on Facebook, because you don't post that, in my opinion. You don't make a post about that. Well, no. If you want to do it in the moment, that's fine. But for me personally, I need to call friends and family and let them know they deserve. And even some I didn't call. Some of my good friends, you understand, I'm busy, so I just sent them a text. So, I mean, that was fine. But the people that I care about need to hear it from us and not see it on a feed somewhere, you know? And then after that, it was fine. Then I had my phone. But whenever I'm on vacation, I don't want to mess with people unless I'm drunk and I want to talk to you and you don't call me.
Guilty.
Okay, so we both agree. Holidays, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You pop a question whenever you want to.
It's totally fine.
And what do you think about... Do you ever help people, help guys with the rings, finding a ring?
No. I'm just not a good person to ask. There are people out there that have all that information. I don't know. I don't know. There might be something wrong with me. I just don't care. And probably because I don't have a lot. And that might be the reason, is I've never put value in any of that stuff. It doesn't matter. Love is love. You don't even need a damn ring. Whatever.
I mean, yeah, I do agree with that. But most people do want a ring.
Do.
I would have been happy with a different kind of ring. Maybe I didn't need a diamond, you know, a pretty stone or something, which is not as expensive. But I do. I love jewelry. So I like my ring.
I'm just not a girly girl. I'm the wrong person.
I have had to help people because whenever I was ring shopping, I didn't know what to do. Jeremy asked me a couple times what kind of ring I wanted. And I was like, I don't know. I've never looked at rings before. And then second or third time, my girlfriend was like, what are you doing? We're going to go ring shopping. Like, you don't just tell them, I don't know. So if you've never been ring shopping, you have no reason to ever try on a ring. I've never tried on a diamond ring. Well, that's a lie. Our girlfriend who used to work here had a 5-carat ring, and I would take it from her and it didn't even fit. So I'd put it on my pinky. Just be walking around like that. Hey, notice anything different?
But, no, I didn't even know my ring size until me and Josh looked for a ring.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah. There's no reason to. Just like you're never going to put on a wedding dress until you go wedding dress shopping yourself. Mm-hmm. When else are you going to put, unless you're putting on vintage or something, or your mom's?
And girls, try on the dresses that you don't think are even going to be good. Try them all on, all styles. It doesn't matter. Even if you don't think it looks good on the hanger, it looks different on the body. So be open to all options.
Try on everything, and then you'll figure out what works best for you. But I try to help friends that have any questions. Then it's like, oh, okay, well, this is what I learned whenever we were ring shopping. These are the things that you need to look for, and this, this, and this. Well, a guy friend was asking for my help, and I know what she wants, and he knows what she wants too. I mean, this is not a secret at all, but I'm like, he asked me, he goes, well, do I have to get her what she wants? And I was like, no, Jeremy didn't get me what I wanted. I picked out a ring and he told me, he said, I tried. They even had it like on a trunk cell somewhere. And he's like, I tried. I went back and I looked at that ring and he couldn't, because it was awful. But I wasn't educated, so I didn't know. And I'm like, I don't care. I think it's pretty. And he's like, no. So he picked out something that's a lot nicer than what I would have picked out. More classic, everything else. So anyway, I told my guy friend, no, you don't have to get her what she wants. Now, you do tell her if you don't like it.
Yeah, there needs to be an out. I mean,
yeah.
If you're really, really unhappy, you need another option.
You should be able to trade it in. But I think go with what you like and then let her decide, because I wouldn't have picked out this ring and now I love it.
And nothing's final. Not even your marriage. I'm totally kidding. It's a joke.
That is so funny. Whenever we got engaged, people were excited. They're posting stuff everywhere. Ah, my best friend just got engaged. And the girl who was making the biggest stink about it, I was like, but you've been divorced. Like, because I didn't think it was a big deal. Like, yes, we got engaged, but did you not know that we were heading in that direction? Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I didn't know. But still, but then once we did, I'm all cocky. And I'm like, well, what do you think we were doing? We're not just going to live together for forever.
When I told one of my dearest friends that I was finally marrying Josh after two pregnancies, Josh has a past. We all have past, but his is has been a struggle for family in the past. Anyways, she said, yeah, I'm glad you're marrying him. It's a good decision for right now. That was so weird. I was like, thanks.
That is too funny. How would Josh feel about going to Victoria's Secrets? Would Josh go?
No. He gets such anxiety just with anything and everything. He doesn't like to be embarrassed. That's embarrassing for him. So he won't even stand by the doorway. He would go find something else to do somewhere else in the mall. He will not go with me. He would not go by himself.
Mm-mm. Jeremy doesn't mind. He will go with me, like, if we're already there at the mall and I need to stop in and get something. But I wouldn't like want him to go to Victoria's Secrets and get something for me.
No, I wouldn't like that either.
I have had to be that girl who sent him to the store for some tampons one time, but only one time in the whole time we've been together. And it's just because I had absolutely none. I had none whatsoever. So I'm like, dude, you're going to have to handle this. And I was so proud of him because I thought he bought the right ones. And then I looked at the box and it was actually a multi-pack, but I mean, I'll take it. It's fine. Just, you know, the big old ones ain't going to be used. I don't know what kind of girl you think I am. I ain't that kind of girl. I'm not an extra protection.
Well, maybe he was thinking pretty highly of himself.
All right, Amy, I have just a couple quick reminders.
Okay. For me?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Next week's your birthday.
Yes.
Please let me know if we have any plans that Jeremy and I should think about attending or not. Also, something even bigger than your birthday.
Oh my gosh, I'm so mad at you.
What?
I have been planning something for a long time. And I was like, she's not going to know. She's not going to remember. You totally remembered.
I had to look it up today because I remembered some Valentine's post about you. So I thought we had launched on Valentine's Day.
Nope.
But we didn't.
After my birthday.
Yes.
I know. So yes, I knew.
Okay.
But I'll put it on my calendar.
But I just wanted to tell you, it's almost that time. It's almost been a year. We've been doing this for longer than a year, but we officially launched. Our 1 year anniversary will be coming up next week. So
right after Margarita Day.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So thank you all for hanging out with us for so long, because this has been a lot of fun. Thank you for listening to Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips with me, Lacey G, and my bestie,
Amy Nichols. And be sure to subscribe to iTunes and Google Play.
And while you're there, please leave us a comment and a rating. That would be really cool if you would do that. And hit us up on our socials so we can talk to you. Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips on Instagram, on Facebook, Loose Lips Hips on Twitter. Keep your hips loose
and lips hip.
Thanks for listening.
I hate to break the news to you. You didn't marry a slut.